flying is going to get more expensive, and not just for the usual reasons, fuel prices, crowded planes, but because airlines need to cut greenhouse gas emissions, and that costs money. The U.S. has a goal of net zero emissions from the aviation business by 2050, but the solutions, well, they haven't all taken off yet. That is a bad pun for Seth Kaplan, here in Now's transportation analyst. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Scott. No worse than any pun I would make, so.
All right.
Give me a run for your money.
The carbon footprint for air travel, it's something like 3% of global emissions, but of course we know it all counts. This is part of our energy economy that has been persistently hard to make green. We know petroleum is energy dense, it's light, but the airlines, they have to find cleaner fuels, right? Is that the center of this challenge?
That is, and it's particularly difficult for airlines. As you said, not easy for transportation in general, but you know, if you picture a house with solar panels, solar and wind have made an impact when it comes to providing energy to homes, but also other kinds of transportation, right? We see electric cars becoming a bigger percentage of the overall fleet of automobiles. But with airplanes, yeah, it's just tough, Scott. And they really haven't been able to get very far yet in terms of powering airplanes with anything other than those petroleum-based jet fuels.
And where are we in next-generation fuels, biofuels, or other ways to really cut the emissions on the energy side for airlines?
Right, that's really what it's going to take is what they call sustainable aviation fuels, with an emphasis on sustainable. There were some early biofuels that it turned out, when you looked at kind of the life cycle of the fuel, they just weren't as clean. You think of things like ethanol, you know, what it takes to grow enough corn for it, and then the emissions that you create just producing the fuel, not so good. There are some others where you don't need to use land that would otherwise be used for agriculture, for example, algae-based fuels, those sorts of things that are more promising, but you got to scale it up. Or electric planes, those are out there, but in very small ways. And they're very small planes at this point, nothing like the planes that airlines generally use.
Now, the idea here is net zero. So does that mean, at least for a while, the airlines will produce emissions and then find ways to offset them to kind of do the math?
Right, and that word offset is a key one that we can get into. But, you know, right now there are airlines that say, look, we are offsetting a large portion of our carbon emissions. And that's generally right now through purchasing carbon offsets, right? Donating to programs essentially that might help with reforesting, growing trees, doing other positive things for the planet, even as these airlines in all cases continue to emit carbon. There's no airline that's anywhere close right now to not mostly emitting carbon as a way of moving its airplanes around the world.
So what are the cost implications for the airlines and for you and me?
Well, for the industry, we're talking into the trillions of dollars long haul, you know, to be net zero by 2050, which is an aspiration. And so you can imagine, yes, that's a cost that trickles down to consumers just like any other, and it would trickle down in a meaningful way. The question, though, is, you know, how much of an impact it has in terms of reducing total emissions. So far, Scott, I mean, look, the biggest impact, the biggest positive impact in terms of sort of a per capita carbon footprint reduction in emissions has been more efficient planes, which, by the way, the industry has achieved. I mean, in the past 30 years, we emit on a per capita basis. If you and I get on an airplane, something like half as much as we did 30 years ago. That's a big achievement. The problem, though, from an environmental standpoint, is that the benefit of that has flown mostly to us as consumers in the form of cheaper airline tickets in real terms, right? So so the question is how to get to a point where it actually, in terms of total emissions, helps the planet. And that will take clearly more than what these airlines have been managing to achieve, even with more efficient airplanes.
And Seth, a couple quick seconds, day before Thanksgiving. What are the two most important things flyers need to know?
Well, okay, so set aside, get to the airport early, right? Because that would be too early, because that would be too easy for me, right? So aside from that, think in terms of if something goes wrong, how else can I get there? What other airport can I fly to? What other flight can I take? Sometimes if you can present a solution to the airline, they can help you get there, and be proactive about telling them that. All that said, Scott, rather smooth day today. American has 22 cancellations. Oh, that's the most of any airline.
Sounds great. Seth Kaplan, here now's transportation analyst. Thanks, Seth.
Happy Thanksgiving, Scott.
And to you.